Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Pesachim, Daf Samachay, the end of the fifth parak, Tam Nishchat, and the beginning of the sixth parak, Eil Dvarim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a brisa taught regarding the Kas Shlishis, the third group that would enter the Azor to bring their Pesachim. He nikres Kas Atzlanis. It was called the lazy group because its members procrastinated until the last possible moment to come. Now the Gemara asks, what should they have done given the Pesach must be offered in three shifts? And answers, Afil Hachi, Iboyhu Zeruzin Avshayu. Even so, they should have hurried themselves to be amongst the first ones. As it was taught in the Brisa, Rebbe says, Eifshar Lo'olam Bolo Basim Ubolo Bursi. It's not possible for the world to function without perfume merchants and without tanners. Ashrei Mi Shemunaso Basim Oilo Mi Shemunaso Bursi. Happy is he whose occupation is that of a perfume merchant, and woe to him whose occupation is a tanner. And similarly, the Eifshar Lo'olam Bolo Zecharim Ubolo Nekevas. It's not possible for the world to exist without males and females. Ashrei Mi Shebanav Zecharim Oilo Mi Shebanav Nekevas. Fortunate is the one whose children are males, and woe to him whose children are females. This is because a daughter is a constant source of worry to her father to protect her and to marry her off. Here too, even though the Pesach must be offered in three shifts, those who have joined the third group are lazy. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph stated, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kosaya Mamala Midama Torobas Zarku Zrika Achas Al Gabi Amizbech V'Hodu Lo Chachamim. The Kohen would fill a cup with blood of the Pesach that had mixed on the floor of the Azor and throw it once upon the Mizbech, but the Chachamim did not agree with him. Now, in a brice on this stuff, Rabbi Yehuda explains his position. That if the blood of one of them had spilled on the floor before it was applied to the Mizbeach, the application of the mixed blood renders the Pesach, whose blood spilled, valid. Now, after clarifying that the blood only spilled after first being received in the Kli Shareis, because Kohanim is reasoning him, the Kohanim are diligent and catch the blood properly, which makes it fit to be applied to the altar, and even though the majority of the blood on the floor is Dama Tamsis, blood that drained out of the animal after the Dama Nefesh, the lifeblood, spurted out, and it's not fit for the Mizbech, Rav Yehuda follows his own reasoning where he says, Ein Dam Mevatel Dam, blood cannot nullify blood. Therefore, a small amount of spilled blood retains its status and the mixture can be applied to the Mizbeach. And point number three was taught in the Braisa that Rav Yehuda said to the Chachamim, L'divrechem lama pokeking es ha'azor. According to your opinion that blood was not collected from the floor on Erev Pesach, why did they plug the hole in the Azorah floor? They should have let the blood drain out. So they answered him, Shebachu l'bnei Aaron, sheyelchu ad archu hoseim bedam. It's a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in blood up to their knees, for this shows how dear the Avodah is to them. Now, the Gemara challenges the Chachamim's position, given that the blood on the floor would be a chetzitza and disqualify the Avodah, their garments would soil and become unfit, and they were not allowed to pull up their garments to keep them clean. So the Gemara answers that the Kohanim would walk in the blood, b'halachas eitzim u'maracha, when carrying the wood up to the pyre of wood on the Mizbeach, which is not an Avodah, and they walked on platforms when carrying the limbs of the Mizbeach, so they would not soil their garments. So once again, the three points are, number one, a brisa taught regarding the Kas Shlishis, the third group that would enter the Azor to bring their Pesachim. He nikres Kas Atzlanis. It was called the lazy group, because its members procrastinated until the last possible moment to come. Now the Gemara asks, what should they have done, given the Pesach must be offered in three shifts? And answers, Afil Hachi, Iboyhu Zeruzin Avshayu. Even so, they should have hurried themselves to be amongst the first ones. As it was taught in the brisa, Rebbe says, Eifshar Lo'olam Bolo Basim Ubolo Bursi. It's not possible for the world to function without perfume merchants and without tanners. Ashrei Mi Shemunaso Basim Oilo Mi Shemunaso Bursi. Happy is he whose occupation is that of a perfume merchant, and woe to him whose occupation is a tanner. And similarly, the Eifshar Lo'olam Bolo Zecharim Ubolo Nekevas. It's not possible for the world to exist without males and females. Ashrei Mi Shebanav Zecharim Oilo Mi Shebanav Nekevas. Fortunate is the one whose children are males, and woe to him whose children are females. This is because a daughter is a constant source of worry to her father to protect her and to marry her off. Here too, even though the Pesach must be offered in three shifts, those who have joined the third group are lazy. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph stated, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kosaya Mamala Midama Torobas Zarku Zrika Achas Al Gabi Amizbech V'Hodu Lo Chachamim. The Kohen would fill a cup with blood of the Pesach that had mixed on the floor of the Azor and throw it once upon the Mizbech, but the Chachamim did not agree with him. Now, in a brice on this stuff, Rabbi Yehuda explains his position. That if the blood of one of them had spilled on the floor before it was applied to the Mizbeach, the application of the mixed blood renders the Pesach, whose blood spilled, valid. Now, after clarifying that the blood only spilled after first being received in the Kli Shares, because Kohanim is raising him, the Kohanim are diligent and catch the blood properly, which makes it fit to be applied to the altar, and even though the majority of the blood on the floor is Dama Tamsis, blood that drained out of the animal after the Dama Nefesh, the lifeblood, spurted out, and it's not fit for the Mizbeach, Rav Yehuda follows his own reasoning where he says, Ein Dam Mevatel Dam, blood cannot nullify blood. Therefore, a small amount of spilled blood retains its status and the mixture can be applied to the Mizbeach. And point number three was taught in the Braisa that Rav Yehuda said to the Chachamim, L'divrechem lama pokekin es azor. According to your opinion that blood was not collected from the floor on Erev Pesach, why did they plug the hole in the Azora floor? They should have let the blood drain out. So they answered him, Shebachu l'bnei Aaron, sheyelchu ad archu v'oseim bedam. It's a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in blood up to their knees, for this shows how dear the Avodah is to them. Now, the Gemara challenges the Chachamim's position, given that the blood on the floor would be a chetzitza and disqualify the Avodah, their garments would soil and become unfit, and they were not allowed to pull up their garments to keep them clean. So the Gemara answers that the Kohanim would walk in the blood, b'halachas eitzim u'maracha, when carrying the wood up to the pyre of wood on the Mizbeach, which is not an Avodah, and they walked on platforms when carrying the limbs of the Mizbeach, so they would not soil their garments. All right, so now we go to our Simfer Daf Samech Hei, and this simon comes to us by way of Hanan Davis, who suggested Seh is sheep, and we use shepherds. Sheep or shepherds for the simon. So here goes. The lazy shepherds in the third group were mesmerized by the sight of a cone filling up a cup of blood from the floor of the Azorah, while Kohanim walked knee-deep in the blood, bringing wood on the Mizbeach. Once again, in slow motion. The lazy shepherds. Shepherds, that must be more Daf Samech Hei. The lazy shepherds in the third group, which reminds us that the third group bringing the Pesachim and the Azor were called the Kasatzlanis, the lazy group. Now the Gemara asks, what should they have done, given that the Pesach must be offered in three shifts? And answers, Afil Hachi Iboilu Zeruzi Navshayu. Even so, they should have hurried to be among the first ones. So the lazy shepherds in the third group were mesmerized by the sight of a Kohen filling up a cup of blood from the floor of the Azor, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen would fill a cup with blood of the Pesach that had mixed on the floor of the Azor and throw it at once upon the Mizbeach. But the Chachamim did not agree with him. In a brisa on this stuff, Rav Yehuda explains his position that if the blood of one of them had spilled on the floor from the Kli Shares before it was applied to the Mizbeach, the application of the mixed blood renders a Pesach whose blood spilled valid, even though the majority of the blood on the floor was Dama Tamsis, blood that drained out of the animal after the Dama Nefesh, the lifeblood, spurted out, and is not fit for the Mizbeach. Rav Yehuda follows his own reason where he says, Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. Blood cannot nullify blood. Therefore, a small amount of spilled blood retains its status and the mixture can be applied to the Mizbeach. So the lazy shepherds in the third group were mesmerized by the sight of a Kohen filling a cup of blood from the floor of the Azorah, while Kohanim walked knee-deep in the blood bringing wood on the Mizbeach, which reminds us that the reason the Chachamim plugged up a hole in the Azorah and didn't let the blood drain out, even though they held the blood was not collected from the floor on Erev Pesach, was because it was a shevach to the Kohanim that they were knee-deep in dam, which showed how precious the Avodah was to them. The Gemara clarifies that there wasn't a problem that the dam was a chetzitza, and that it soiled their begadim, making the begadim unfit, because they did this for carrying the wood up to the maracha, which isn't an Avodah, and they used ramps when carrying the limbs to the Mizbeach, so they wouldn't soil their garments. So once again, the lazy shepherds in the third group were mesmerized by the sight of a Kohen filling up a cup full of blood from the floor of the Azorah, while Kohanim walked knee-deep in the blood, bringing wood on the Mizbeach. All right, now it's time to go to our four blot back Chazara. Daf Samachov. So the simcha Daf Samachov is a saw. A saw. So here goes. The magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed. Sawed? That must mean we're on Daf Samachov. The magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed the wrong person in half, which reminds us on the bottom of Daf Samachov and Beit, the Gemara inquired what the halacha is if a Pesach was shechted during the rest of the year with the intention for a different owner. Is Shinui Balim an intention for a change of owner like Shinui Kodesh, an intention for a different carbon, not during its time, meaning the rest of the year, and it renders the Pesach valid or not? So our Papa suggested they were similar, and then Rava responded that they're different in four respects. With Shinui Kodesh, if one has in mind the wrong carbon during any one of the four avodas, the carbon is possible, whereas the only avoda where Shinui Balim is posel is with Zrika. Secondly, Shinui Kodesh applies B'tzibur B'yachid with regards to both communal and individual karbanas, where Shinui Balim only applies to individual karbanas. The other two respects, which Rava mentions, are rejected by the Gemara. So the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost saw the wrong person in half, in front of sick, old, and uninvited guests, which reminds us the Gemara brings the sources that a Pesach that was shechted for those that are unable to eat it, which the Gemara clarifies such as a sick or an old person, or for those not registered on it, is puzzle. The Torah states that the Pesach should be taken with mechzachs, according to the number of people. Now, this teaches that the Pesach may be shechted only for those registered on it. Now, one might think that if one shechted it for those not registered on it, he should be considered merely like one who transgressed a mitzvah, but the carbon is valid. So the Torah states, the mechzachs tochosu, according to the number shall you count. The Pesach repeated the requirement to make it essential. The source of the Pesach is possible if it's shechted for those unable to eat it, comes from a hekesh of ochlin menuyin, comparing those that eat it to those that register for it. As it says, Ish lefi achol tochosu, each man according to what he eats shall you count. So the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost saw the wrong person in half, in front of a sick, old, and uninvited guest, and then hit the oral with his blood-throwing for kapora trick. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what the halacha is if one shechted the Pesach for circumcised people in order that a realim should attain kapora with it through the zrika. Now, in this case, the term kapora is not literal. Rather, the intent is that the realim should fulfill their mitzvah of bringing a Pesach through the zrika. Rav Chisda says that it's invalid because yesh machshevas arealim bezrika, because intention for arealim concerning the zrika is effective. Well, Rabbah says it's valid because ein machshevas arealim bezrika, because intention of arealim concerning the zrika is not effective. The Gemara Amud Beis continues with each side presenting the proof for his position. So once again, the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost saw the wrong person in half in front of sick, old, and uninvited guests, and then hit the oral with his blood-throwing for kapora trick. Daf Samach Beis. So the symbol for Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. A submarine. So here goes. The submarine tour. Submarine? That must be more in Daf Samach Beis. The submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, which reminds that Rav Ashi offered a different explanation for the machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Chisda regarding the question whether a Pesach that was shechted for the sake of circumcised people in order that Arielim should gain kapora through it by the throwing of the blood is kasher. He said it was based on the pasuk v'nirtza lo l'chaper lav, and acceptance shall be gained for him to atone for him, alav v'lo l'chavero. By specifying for him and not for his fellow, the pasuk's teaching that the zrika must be done for the owner of the carbon, not for any other person. Rabbah holds chavero d'umya didei, that the fellow that invalidates the carbon must be similar to the owner. Just as the owner is a bar kapar, so too must the fellow be a bar kapar to invalidate the carbon, which would exclude the oral since he's ineligible. Rav Chisda holds that the oral is a bar chiyuvahu or bar kaparahu, that he is subject to the Pesach obligation and subject to kapara, hoyo diboy misakin navshe, since if he wished, he could rectify himself and undergo a circumcision. And the Gemara goes on to clarify that Rav Chisda holds of hoyo l'chumra, but not l'kula, such as in the early case of baking on yantiv, for the possibility of guests. So the submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, who were not recorded in the naval lineage book, which reminds us that Rav Simlai wanted Rabbi Yochanan to teach him Sefer Yuchsin in 3 months, which Rabbi Yochanan thought was outlandish, given it took Beruya 3 years to complete. Rami Bar Yehuda said in the name of Rav, "Miyom shenigna Sefer Yuchsin tashas kochan shel chachamim v'chol me'oreinam." From this day, the Sefer Yuchsin was forgotten. The strength of the chachamim became weakened, and their eyesight was dimmed. And Marzutra said, "The section between the first mention of Atzel and the last mention of Atzel holds 400 camel loads of drushes." So the submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, who were not recorded in the naval lineage book, and meals were not served to 4 unhealthy guests who forgot to wear their name tags. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan explained to Rabbi Simlai that there were 4 differences between a Pesach brought l'shmo v'lo l'shmo, and one brought l'ochav v'lo l'ochav. With a carbon brought l'shmo v'lo l'shmo, the psul is begufo, it is impossible to identify which part of the animal is l'shma and which is l'shma. The psul disqualifies in all 4 avodas, and also applies to kibbutz sibur, communal offerings. Whereas a carbon brought l'ochav v'lo l'ochav, the psul is not in the essence of the animal. It is possible to identify which side is the healthy person's portion and which side is the sick person's portion. It only disqualifies when done during shechita, and it doesn't apply to karbanos tzibur, communal karbanos. Daf Samech Gimel. So the simmer Daf Samech Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The Kohen had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue. Segue? That must be more on Daf Samech Gimel. The Kohen had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue that he only shechted the first simon for arealim. Which reminds us, we had a question why Brisa says that if one had kavanah for the arealim and after for those who were circumcised, the carbon is pasul, when the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis stated that if one has kavanah for both mulin and arealim, the carbon is kasher. Abaya answered that the Brisa's case is where he said that the first simon should be cut for the arealim and the second simon should be cut for the mulin, in which case the first simon is not associated to the mulin and the pesach is pasul, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds, mefalgim b'chatzi matir, pickle can be affected through intent during part of a matir, the act that permits. The Rabbanan of the Mishnah hold, ein lefalgim b'chatzi matir. Pikul cannot be affected during part of a matir. Hence, the Pesach is valid because the second pipe was not slaughtered with a pasul kavana. So the Kohen, who had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue, that he only shechted the first simon for arealim, didn't notice the chametz right next to him in the Azor, which reminds regarding the losase of Vosishra al-Chametz Dam Zivchi, you should not slaughter the blood of my sacrifice over chametz. There's a machlokes regarding the location of the chametz. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that one is never chayiv unless the chametz is with him in the Azor, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says that even though the chametz is not with him in the Azor, he's still chayiv. The Gemara concludes the machlokes is how to interpret the word all over in the pasuk Vosishchat al-Chametz Dam Zivchi. You shall not shek the blood of my sacrifice over chametz. Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds all besamach. The word over implies nearness. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it does not imply nearness, and therefore one would be chayiv wherever the chametz is located. So the Kohen had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue that he only shekted the first simon for a railing, didn't notice the chametz right next to him in the Azara, which belonged to one of the Bnei Chabur, which reminds us, Rav Oshi asked Rabbi Ami how one can shek the Pesach if chametz exists anywhere in the world, and Rabbi Ami explained that the pasuk states lo sishchat followed by lo yalin chel v'chagiyat boker. You shall not shek, it's followed by, and the sacrifice of the Pesach chutz shall not be left overnight until morning. So we infer from here that the prohibition of you shall not shek applies to those who are subject to the prohibition of it shall not be left overnight, which includes only those associated with the carbon. Rav Papa said, therefore, the kohen who burns the chel over chametz transgresses the lo saseh as well, since he's including the prohibition of halanis emorim, leaving over parts of the offering overnight. Daf Samach Daled. So the Simur Samach Daled is a secret agent. Sod. Secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent. Secret agent. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Daled. The secret agent on a mission to see if one was liable for shechting a tamid and other offerings over chametz, which reminds us that Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is chai for shechting the tamid over chametz based on the word zivchi in the pasuk zevach amiyuchadli, the zevach that is designated to me, Kosh Baruch Hu, which is the tamid. Rav Shimon holds that one is chai for other offerings being shechted over chametz based on the two times zivchi is mentioned in different psukim. Kari be zevach zevachai. Read it, a sacrifice, my sacrifices, which alludes to other korbanos. The reason the Torah did not state zevachai and instead separated them is to teach that during the time when there is a Pesach, meaning the 14th of Nisan, one is not chayiv for other korbanos. But during the time when there is no Pesach, such as during the Chag, one is chayiv for other korbanos. So the secret agent on a mission to see if one was liable for shechting a tamid and other offerings over chametz was spooked when he saw the gates of the Azorah close miraculously. Which reminds us that the next mission says the Pesach was shechted in three groups, and when the first group entered Na'u Dalsos Azorah, they closed the gates of the courtyard. It's a Malchus Abayin Rebbe whether the gates of the Azorah closed miraculously or not. The Gemara clarifies that the difference between them is L'mismach Anisa, whether to rely on a miracle. Abai said that our mission is teaching that as many as go in, let them go in, and we can rely upon a nace that the gates will close on their own. And Rashi explains that we need not worry that everyone will enter the first time, and there won't be three groups. Rava says we close the gates, and we do not rely on miracles. So the secret agent on a mission to see if one was liable for shechting a tamid and other offerings over chametz was spooked when he saw the gates of the Azorah close miraculously, while the Kohen Gadol counted 1.2 million kidneys. Which reminds that Agrippas and Melch asked the Kohen Gadol to count the Pesach offerings, so the Kohen Gadol took a kidney from each Pesach and found 600,000 pairs of kidneys representing double the amount of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. And there was no carbon Pesach that did not have more than 10 people registered for it, and they called it Pesach Me'ubin, the thick Pesach, because there were so many people. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions plus. Three bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number one. Which stuff do we have Malchokas, Abai, and Rabba, whether one can be somach on a nace that the gates would close miraculously to ensure there would be three groups? That's on Duff. Samach Dalad. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we learn that the third group bringing the Psachim were called the Kas Atzlanis, the lazy group? That's on Duff. Samach Hey. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we learn the coin Rabbi Meir, when one cuts the first simon for a railing and the second one for mooing, the carbon is possible because he holds Mephalgim Bechatzi Matya? That's on Duff. Samach Gimel. Good. Number four. Which of the Rabbi Yehuda held that they should fill a cup of blood from the Azor floor to throw on the Yizbeach based on his opinion that ain't dam mevatel dam? That's on Duff. Samach Hey. Good. Number five. Which of the Rabbi Yehuda, there are two differences between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim? That's on Duff. Samach Chalav. Good. Number six. Which of the Rabbi Yehuda, one is only chai for shechting over chametz if the chametz belongs to one of the Bnei Chabura? That's on Daf. Samach Gimel. Good. Number seven. Which of the one the Rav Chisda held that an Aral is a Bar Chayuva and therefore a Bar Kapara, since he could have a circumcision, whereas Rabbe held he's not a Bar Kapara? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number eight. Which of the one the Zrika makes it as if a carbon was brought before the Tamid, which then permits burning the carbon afterward? That's on Daf. Nun test. Good number 9. Which stuff do you know that Agrippa's Melch had the Kohen Gadol count the Psachim, which he did by counting the kidneys, and there were double the Yotzim Mitzrayim? That's on Daf. Samach Dog. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you know about the depth of Sefer Yuchsin? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Great. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff did we learn that the Kodesh Baruch Hu resides in the Dalet Amos of Halacha? That's on Daf. Ches and Brachas. Good. Number 2. Which stuff did we learn that one can pass in front of his Rebbe to stop one doing an Isser? That's on Daf. Samach Gimel and Erevin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff did we learn about the 3 times that Shammai and Hillel disagree? That's on Daf. Tezvav and Shabbos. Excellent. All right. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron. Wishing a great day and great learning.